This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, the beginning of another really warm, muggy day, although not as hot as yesterday. Our high today in the middle 80s, mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Officials at the Carolina Friends School in Chapel Hill say they've learned of numerous instances of sexual abuse that took place at the school between 1969 and 1976 at the hands of a former principal and a former teacher. Current principal Mike Hannis released a statement on Wednesday following an internal investigation triggered by a discussion on a listserv in the fall of 2012. The Orange County Sheriff's Office was also involved, but Hannis says their investigation has been put on hold as the incidents in question would qualify as misdemeanors, not felonies, and the statute of limitations has long expired. Still, Hannis says the school is trying to be as proactive as possible in its response. He joined WCHL's Aaron Keck on the Wednesday evening news to speak about the incidents and the school's response.
Walk us through when you first learned about this.
It was in the fall of 2012 when a group of alums began sharing information via an electronic listserv and not only reported the fact that they had experienced abuse, but also asked the question, is there anything the school today might be able to do? I wasn't a participant in that listserv, but a colleague who was shared that information with me, and that question allowed me to engage those alums and indicate, first of all, that I didn't know for certain what the school today can do about something that happened so long ago, but that I would be eager to find out if they would be willing to work with me to share their stories and to help me determine what we can do today.
And again, the report is that five former students are reporting inappropriate touching by a former principal. One of the five also are reporting being sexually abused by a former middle school teacher, all between 1969 and 1976. Mike, did you reach out to other students in Carolina Friends School during that time as well?
We did. We have talked to a number of students, and we hope that our sharing this information as transparently as we are will invite any other students from that time period who may have been harmed or who may have other related information to share to do so. That's one of our primary objectives, continuing to find opportunities to support those who may have been impacted.
So I know from the statement that you've already shared the information with Orange County Sheriff's, Orange County District Attorney, Department of Social Services. What other actions have you taken or the Carolina Friends School taken to address the situation?
Well, in addition to sharing the information with the organizations you've mentioned and reaching out to those alums, we hired two child abuse experts, Gina Smith and Leslie Gomez, to facilitate our internal investigation, our fact-finding. We have also taken advantage of the opportunity to take a close look at our existing safety framework, our policies and practices that support the safety and well-being of children at Carolina Friends Schools. We've augmented those policies and practices in a number of ways. We've instituted some training, including Darkness to Light stewards of children training to position staff members at the school to be even better prepared, even better equipped to recognize occasions of abuse or neglect and to understand their reporting obligations as well. We've also augmented our background check system, taken a number of steps of those kind.
We're speaking with Mike Hannis, principal of the Carolina Friends School. Do you know what the status of the investigation is with Orange County Sheriff's, how closely they're looking into this?
About 3 weeks ago, the Orange County Sheriff's Office informed us that, at least based on the information they have available, they were putting their investigative efforts on hold. And one of the reasons that this process has taken as long as it has is because we have tried to honor the devoted efforts of members of the Orange County law enforcement community. When they indicated they were putting their efforts on hold, they also released us to resume our investigation and even to go forward with our plan to communicate with the wider community, which the plan which we had made known to them right from the outset.
Once again, that was Aaron Keck speaking with Carolina Friends School Principal Mike Hannis. There's more to the conversation, and you can hear it on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time is 6:12. More news in just a moment.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickie's.com and we will have it ready for you to take out with 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Hi, this is Chapel Hill's own Tokyo Rosenthal, and I'm excited to tell you about my new show that I'll be hosting right here on WCHL called, conveniently, the Tokyo Rosenthal Program, every Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. beginning this Saturday night. Tune in for the best of live Americana music with acts from right here in the Triangle and from all over the country. Also, there'll be plenty of in-show CD giveaways and free music equipment, too. Again, it's the Tokyo Rosenthal Program, Saturdays and Sundays at 8 p.m. right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL in Chapel Burr.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
The town of Carrboro has officially joined 5 municipal partners and 4 universities in the Master Network Development Agreement with AT&T. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
The vote was 5-2 in favor of the plan at Tuesday night's Board of Aldermen meeting, with alderpersons Sammy Slade and Jacqueline Gist voting no. Chapel Hill, Cary, Durham, Raleigh, and Winston-Salem were already on board with AT&T to bring next-generation fiber-based communication networks to their towns. 4 major universities, including UNC Chapel Hill, had signed on as well. The Carrboro Board of Aldermen held out for assurances that the plan for networks with the capability of 1 gigabit per second would satisfy the town of Carrboro's goal of helping to bridge the digital divide for low-income residents. Under the agreement, AT&T will provide the service to community centers, including churches, as well as public housing developments. Slade said he did not support the agreement because of AT&T's history of using market devices to stifle competition.
They're currently fighting at the federal level, the FCC, against net neutrality. And so this is AT&T, and they're not the good guys that they'd like to claim that they are offering all these things in this contract. It is really a PR thing.
Gist objected to AT&T's request to streamline the application and inspection processes. She said she wondered whose application processes with the town would be slowed down in order to accommodate AT&T. Kristen Smith, Vice President for Advocacy and Engagement at the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, spoke in favor of the agreement.
This partnership will bring super high-speed internet access and incredible pricing to our community.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County commissioners will settle questions about next year's school funding and the property tax rate at a budget work session tonight. While the board won't formally adopt the 2014-2015 budget until next week, commissioners will need to decide the per pupil funding level for both Orange County and Chapel Hill Carrboro schools, as well as establish the ad valorem tax rate. School officials and parents have been pressuring in recent weeks to raise more revenue to compensate for state cuts to education. But last week, board members pushed back, saying it's unlikely the county will be able to fully fund the school system's budget requests. The board meets at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. A singer from Chapel Hill wowed all 4 judges on NBC's America Got Talent on Tuesday night, and she moved them with her personal story as well. 20-year-old Anna Clendenning bravely stood alone in front of a big studio audience and millions of TV viewers as she strummed an acoustic guitar and sang this heartfelt version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played. Now please the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. A baffled king composing hallelujah.
During your introduction, Clendenning talked about her recent health struggles.
I suffer from anxiety and depression disorder, so about like 2 or 3 months ago, I was bedridden and I hadn't left my house in a couple months.
One of the celebrity judges, Howie Mandel, suffers from the anxiety disorder OCD. Mandel expressed his admiration for Clendenning's courage.
People don't really know what it takes and how much suffering it is. For you to even show up today is so amazing.
All four judges, also including Mel B, Heidi Klum, and Howard Stern, said they were knocked out by her voice. Here is Stern.
Hands down, the most emotional, got me to feel the most. And I'm putting your story aside for a second. I'm talking about just how you sing. The emotion that you were feeling, you were able to take it, put it into your voice, and make me feel something.
Thank you.
Judges voted unanimously to advance Chapel Hill's contestant to the next round of America's Got Talent. It airs on Tuesday nights at 8 on NBC. Congratulations to Anna Clendenning. The North Carolina government spending plan House Republicans have drawn up for next year has cleared their chambers' two most important committees. The House Finance and Appropriations panels recommended the $21 billion budget proposal on Wednesday after voting on more than 60 amendments covering several hours. The entire House will debate and vote on the spending plan today and tomorrow. The Budget Committee defeated an amendment that would have prevented the State Bureau of Investigation from being transferred to the Department of Public Safety. Money to keep operating family courts in dozens of counties was restored. A tax credit to fix historic properties set to expire in 2015 was revived. The Senate also already approved a budget that differs from the House on education and Medicaid issues. WCHL News Time is 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers. It's not much happening out there this morning. Not a lot of traffic. Very light volume this morning, but that situation will certainly change in the next little while, gradually, over the next couple of hours. People will really accumulate out there on the highways, and things will really build up. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic, as usual, and you will hear from him in about a half hour. In the meantime, if you know of some traffic problem that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-9678-63C. I'm getting ahead of myself here. 919-9678-8363. Or you can also tweet us at WCHL and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, it looks like this. Mostly cloudy again today. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high today about 85. Chance of rain is 60%. Also, a 60% chance of rain tonight. Maybe even some storms. Boy, that was quite a storm we had yesterday, wasn't it? Low tonight in the upper 60s again. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. And the high again in the middle 80s. So the weather's going to stay the same for the next couple of days. Big chance of rain during all of that time. And some warm temperatures, but not as hot as it was earlier in the week. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Chapel Hill High School has selected 20-year college volleyball veteran Jody Brown to replace North Carolina's winningest high school volleyball coach, Sherry Norris. Brown coached at Florida Atlantic University for 18 years, during which he received A-Sun Coach of the Year honors. Brown and his family moved to Chapel Hill when his wife, Michelle, was hired as UNC's Director of the Academic Support Program for Student-Athletes. Following the successful legacy of Sherry Norris, Brown has now been brought on and said he is confident about the atmosphere of entering into this volleyball program.
When somebody does something right, going into their gym is a little bit easier. They have things in place. They have a winning attitude. They have a winning spirit at the school.
Brown also says he admires Sherry Norris and the impact that she's left on the program and the athletes.
I have such a great deal of respect for what she's done here, and so do the athletes and so do the parents, that I'm just looking forward to being a part of that.
Brown says that desires to keep the passion for volleyball alive in these athletes long after these high school careers certainly lives within him.
My ultimate goal is to get these kids to fall in love with volleyball so that they keep playing it until they're 60, 70 years old.
Again, that is Jody Brown, who's been hired to replace Sherry Norris as Chapel Hill High School's volleyball coach. We know that Sherry Norris retired for the most part. She may still be coaching the basketball team next season at Chapel Hill High, but she's been coaching the volleyball team for a long, long time. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton says his focus is on getting back on the football field and not a new contract. Carolina Panthers Cam Newton says he's happy for San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who recently signed a six-year, $126 million contract. He even sent a congratulatory text message to Kaepernick, who beat Newton and the Panthers in the NFC Divisional Playoffs 23-10 back in January. Panthers have talked about a long-term deal for Newton, but nothing has been completed. Obviously, members of the media have been talking to Cam Newton and asking for his reaction to Kaepernick signing that big contract. Newton says, "For me, that's the last thing in my mind right now." Newton didn't practice on Wednesday as he continues to rehab his surgically repaired ankle, but spoke to the media inside the stadium afterward. He says he wants to participate in next week's three-day minicamp, but isn't sure if he'll be ready, but he's going to try. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. You're going to hear from Art Chansky next hour right here on WCHL.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Welcome to AT&T. Can I help you?
I want to get a Father's Day gift for my dad. He likes sports.
Oh, and saving money.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families includes four lines of service for $160 a month. So the whole family gets unlimited talk and text and 10 gigabytes of data to share. All with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network.
That's a great deal.
There are even plans for up to 10 lines.
Awesome. See, honey? We can share pictures and movies with dad.
And dad can shout at his phone when he's watching sports.
Oh, he's just cheering, honey.
You don't cheer at those kind of words, Mom.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for zero down and no activation fee with AT&T Next. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing for mobile share value service on four smartphones with no annual service contract. AT&T Next device charges extra and require qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Tax due at sale. Reliability based on nationwide carriers 4G LTE. Other charges and restrictions apply.
And good morning to you. It is 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Charles Osgood. Technology is supposed to make us all more productive. And, of course, every business wants employees to be as productive as possible. Well, CareerBuilder is out with a new survey of productivity killers.
Personal use of technology is one of the leading culprits.
That's CareerBuilder's Jennifer Grass. More from her after this.
The American dream, it's the promise of a fulfilled and happy life. It's at the heart of what we hold sacred as Americans. And there's another important promise, one made by your independent agent representing Auto Owners Insurance. A promise they'll work hard to protect your American dream. And after nearly 100 years in business, Auto Owners Insurance continues to stand behind their agents. So you can have the peace of mind you need to know your American dream is protected. Just go to autoowners.com to locate an independent agent near you.
Make your small business even smarter with ADT Security Services during our summer blockbuster sale. Through June 29th, get up to $300 instant savings on select ADT business packages. Improve your operations with 24/7 burglary monitoring, remote climate and lighting control, secure real-time video, and more. Call *ADT from your cell phone. That's *238.
36-month monitoring contract required. For applicable terms and conditions and full list of license numbers, please visit ADT.com.
Career Builder didn't just talk to the cranky old bosses to put together their productivity killer list. They talked to the workers themselves, says Jennifer Grass.
1 in 4 workers admitted that during a typical workday, they'll spend at least an hour on personal calls, emails, or texts.
I guess it must be pretty tempting with the company computer sitting right there on your desk.
21% estimate that they'll spend an hour or more during a typical workday searching the internet for non-work-related information, photos, etc.
What are some of the productivity killers aside from technology?
Employers pointed to everything from coworkers spreading gossip to that coworker that likes to put calls on speakerphone or the coworkers that like to drop by and discuss their personal lives or schedule a lot of meetings or just are noisy in general.
Distractions, in other words.
When you see a pattern of behavior and you see a significant number of distractions throughout the workday that are, you know, either inside or outside of your control, that can ultimately impact your performance.
And profits?
When you have these distractions adding up over time, it can significantly impact productivity, and that does trickle down to revenue, and it does impact customer relationships, and it does impact quality of your product.
But people aren't automatons. We're all human.
Everybody's going to need those times to take a break, refresh, recharge, but at the same time, you don't want to have too many distractions. You know, those distractions can add up and end up costing even hours of your workday that should be spent on projects or other responsibilities.
The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Of the nearly 200 local dentists, how many have repeatedly been voted by their patients and peers best in Chapel Hill and the Triangle? Like the Kennedy Dental Group, now located at 1721 East Franklin Street across from Eastgate. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Dick Wagner, and Leland Webb combine for over 100 years of experience. They want patients to be healthy and stay that way. They have developed the philosophy of practical dentistry. Dentistry provided in an honest and conservative way using the most up-to-date technology. Check them out at kennedydentalgroup.com or call them at 967-9291.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, it looks like another really warm, muggy day today. We'll have a high today up around 85 again, about like what we have experienced the last couple of days. It's 71 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 70 in Carrboro, also 70 this morning in Hillsboro. Mostly cloudy today, showers and thunderstorms likely, probably in the afternoon. Our high today in the middle 80s, chance of rain 60%. Let's just hope we don't get any storm activity like we had yesterday. Boy, that was something else. Lots of thunder and lightning and strong winds. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, and the low around 68 degrees. Chance of rain is 60% tonight as well. Now, tomorrow, we also have a 50% chance of showers and thunder showers. Our high tomorrow in the 85 degree rain once again. And then tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain, low in the middle 60s. And the weekend is going to be a lot like that as well.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carrboro community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
Moving south towards Baghdad, Islamic insurgents. Sky's Shireen Tadros has been watching in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil.
A desperate defense against Islamist fighters tearing through northern Iraq, and now they vow to march on the capital, Baghdad. Iraqi forces have already lost control of Mosul, the second largest city. Hundreds of thousands have fled.
Retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland is a CBS News military consultant.
After all our efforts in training and organizing the Iraqi military, we saw Iraqi soldiers basically throw down their weapons, throw down their uniforms, and flee south. And the Iraqi Prime Minister, Mr. Maliki, actually calling for civilian volunteers to go north to confront this insurgency.
Iraq's Prime Minister has asked the U.S. for drone strikes to push back the militants. The Parliament's gathering to consider Nouri al-Maliki's request to declare a state of emergency in Iraq. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz. Officials at the Carolina Friends School in Chapel Hill say they've learned of numerous instances of sexual abuse that took place at the school between 1969 and 1976, decades ago, at the hands of a former principal and a former teacher. Current principal Mike Hannis released a statement on Wednesday following an internal investigation triggered by a discussion on a listserv in the fall of 2012. The Orange County Sheriff's Department was also involved, but Hannah says their investigation has been put on hold as the incidents in question would qualify as misdemeanors, not felonies, and the statute of limitations has long expired. Still, Hannah says the school is trying to be as proactive as possible in its response. He joined WCHL's Aaron Keck on the Wednesday evening news to speak about the incidents and the school's response.
Walk us through when you first learned about this.
It was in the fall of 2012 when a group of alums began sharing information via an electronic listserv and not only reported the fact that they had experienced abuse, but also asked the question, is there anything the school today might be able to do? I wasn't a participant in that listserv, but a colleague who was shared that information with me. And that question allowed me to engage those alums and indicate, first of all, that I didn't know for certain what the school today can do about something that happened so long ago, but that I would be eager to find out if they would be willing to work with me to share their stories and to help me determine what we can do today.
And again, the report is that five former students are reporting inappropriate touching by a former principal. One of the five also are reporting being sexually abused by a former middle school teacher, all between 1969 and 1976. Mike, did you reach out to other students in Carolina Friends School during that time as well?
We did. We have talked to a number of students, and we hope that our sharing this information as transparently as we are will invite any other students from that time period who may have been harmed or who may have other related information to share to do so. That's one of our primary objectives, continuing to find opportunities to support those who may have been impacted.
So I know from the statement that you've already shared the information with Orange County Sheriff's, Orange County District Attorney, Department of Social Services. What other actions have you taken or the Carolina Friends School taken to address the situation?
Well, in addition to sharing the information with the organizations you've mentioned and reaching out to those alums, we hired two child abuse experts, Gina Smith and Leslie Gomez, to facilitate our internal investigation, our fact-finding. We have also taken advantage of the opportunity to take a close look at our existing safety framework, our policies and practices that support the safety and well-being of children at Carolina Friends Schools. We've augmented those policies and practices in a number of ways. We've instituted some training, including Darkness to Light Stewards of Children training to position staff members at the school to be even better prepared, even better equipped to recognize occasions of abuse or neglect and to understand their reporting obligations as well. We've also augmented our background check system, taken a number of steps of those kind.
We're speaking with Mike Hannis, principal of the Carolina Friends School. Do you know what the status of the investigation is with Orange County Sheriff's, how closely they're looking into this?
About 3 weeks ago, the Orange County Sheriff's Office informed us that at least based on the information they have available, they were putting their investigative efforts on hold. And One of the reasons that this process has taken as long as it has is because we have tried to honor the devoted efforts of members of the Orange County law enforcement community. When they indicated they were putting their efforts on hold, they also released us to resume our investigation and even to go forward with our plan to communicate with the wider community, which the plan which we had made known to them right from the outset.
Once again, that was Aaron Keck speaking with Carolina Friends School Principal Mike Hannis. There's more to the conversation, and you can hear it on our website, chapelboro.com. Let me stress that these reports of sexual abuse took place at the school between 1969 and 1976 at the hands of a former principal and a former teacher. The town of Carrboro has officially joined 5 municipal partners and 4 universities in the Master Network Development Agreement with AT&T. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The vote was 5-2 in favor of the plan at Tuesday night's Board of Aldermen meeting, with Alderpersons Sammy Slade and Jacqueline Gist voting no. Chapel Hill, Cary, Durham, Raleigh, and Winston-Salem were already on board with AT&T to bring next-generation fiber-based communication networks to their towns. 4 major universities, including UNC Chapel Hill, had signed on as well. The Carrboro Board of Aldermen held out for assurances that the plan for networks with the capability of 1 gigabit per second would satisfy the town of Carrboro's goal of helping to bridge the digital divide for low-income residents. Under the agreement, AT&T will provide the service to community centers, including churches, as well as public housing developments. Slade said he did not support the agreement because of AT&T's history of using market devices to stifle competition.
They're currently fighting at the federal level, the FCC, against net neutrality. And so this is AT&T, and they're not the good guys that they'd like to claim that they are offering all these things in this contract. Is really a PR thing.
Gist objected to AT&T's request to streamline the application and inspection processes. She said she wondered whose application processes with the town would be slowed down in order to accommodate AT&T. Kristen Smith, Vice President for Advocacy and Engagement at the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, spoke in favor of the agreement.
This partnership will bring super high-speed internet access and incredible pricing to our community.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And in other news this morning on WCHL, charter schools in North Carolina may soon be subject to the state's open records and meetings law. A Senate Education Committee approved new changes to charter schools on Wednesday that would make school and employee personnel records subject to public records law like employees of traditional public schools. The bill would also remove fees for renewing a charter and drop requirements that the Charter School Advisory Board make decisions in writing. The bill would also allow schools with single-gender missions to limit admission on the basis of gender. The measure would also allow charter school teachers to serve on the school's board of directors. One Democrat, Senator Malcolm Graham of Mecklenburg, voted against it. Graham said the changes move charter school rules too far away from the original intent. A new survey from the Pew Research Center finds that Americans are more divided by ideology and partisanship than at any point in the last 20 years. About 1 in 5 Americans holds across-the-board conservative or liberal views, up from 1 in 10 in 2004. A survey of more than 10,000 adults shows ideological purity is more widespread among the politically engaged than the general public, suggesting the stalemates that have become commonplace in Washington and state houses around the country are likely to continue. Majorities in both parties hold either uniformly liberal or conservative views. These ideological shifts are accompanied by increasing animosity across party lines, and those on opposite sides of the partisan and ideological divide are now more apt to separate themselves in their personal lives as well. Personally, I hope they didn't spend a lot of money doing that research, because I think a lot of people could have probably just told them that people are more divided these days by ideology and partisanship than at any point in a long, long time. 641 at WCHL, and coming up next, Joe Kapowski has today's commentary, and he says we will beat the even bigger cost of ignorance by funding our schools. Talking about the importance of education. That is on the way next.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, We offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
At Best Tile, we are a local store with a global selection. Local, as we are a family business conveniently located just down the road at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, where our team of in-house designers are ready to assist in finding the tile and stone that's right for you. And global, as we are one of the largest importers of tile and stone in the nation, with a focus on premier products from countries like Spain, Italy, and the U.S., where you are assured products are created responsibly. Local store, global selection, Best Tile. Stop by and see us on Garrett Road or find us online at besttile.com.
Welcome to AT&T. Can I help you?
I want to get a Father's Day gift for my dad. He likes sports.
Oh, and saving money. Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families includes four lines of service for $160 a month. So the whole family gets unlimited talk and text and 10 gigabytes of data to share, all with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network.
That's a great deal.
There are even plans for up to 10 lines.
Awesome.
See, honey, we can share pictures and movies with dad.
And dad can shout at his phone when he's watching sports.
Oh, he's just cheering, honey.
You don't cheer at those kind of words, Mom.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for zero down and no activation fee with AT&T Next. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing for mobile share value service on four smartphones with no annual service contract. AT&T Next device charges extra and require qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Tax due at sale. Reliability based on nationwide carriers 4G LTE. Other charges and restrictions apply.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
71 degrees, 643.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Joe Kapowski. I am concerned how the North Carolina legislature is conducting a full-scale financial attack on public education. So this week, I joined other concerned citizens at the Moral Monday demonstration in Raleigh. Reverend Barber and other speakers criticized the recent actions of our elected officials as they continue to harm public education. It seemed that everyone in the crowd had a sign. Here are some of them. Where have our teachers gone? Gone to Texas and Virginia. Treat our teachers like professionals. What will our classrooms be without teachers? Public education is our future. Hey, GOP, don't tread on public ed. Don't privatize public education, and the ubiquitous We Heart Public Schools. However, my favorite sign read, "Let us teach honestly and boldly that education is not only the best thing for which public money can be spent, but that it is also the most expensive. Nothing except ignorance is more costly than education." This sign was not held up by a demonstrator. Rather, it is boldly engraved on the building that overlooks Halifax Mall, where the demonstrations were held. How ironic that this building houses the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction. Years ago, Ronald Reagan, the patron saint of today's Republicans, famously stated, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. I state, Messrs. McCrory, Berger, and Tillis, either put some money back into public education or tear down the sign on the DPI building that states that education is the best thing for which public money can be spent. Otherwise, the present course taken by this legislature will certainly demonstrate the high cost of ignorance." This is Joe Kapowski.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Freshman Ryan Switzer rewrote the record books as far as punt returns are concerned for Carolina football in 2013. The rookie set multiple school, conference, and national records for his work returning kicks. One of those records was for punt return average, as Switzer's 20.9 yards per return was a new Carolina record. Today's Tar Heel trivia question wonders, who held the old record for punt return average for a Tar Heel before Switzer's mark this past year? The answer comes up in 1 minute.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
So, who held the Carolina record for punt return average before Ryan Switzer's 20.9 yards per return in 2013? You have to go all the way back to an all-time Tar Heel great. Charlie Choo Choo Justice set the previous mark of 17.5 yards per return, all the way back in 1948. Justice's record held up for 63 years before Switzer topped it this past season.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
I'll tell you what, Ryan Switzer, something else, really fun to watch. 6:48 at WCHL, and coming up next, we'll check in with Rand Northam and find out what's happening with our morning traffic. Give you a complete look at the weather forecast, and also celebrity birthdays on the way.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable, so early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994, or visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee. But we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point.
Well, thank you very much, Ron, and a good morning to you as we head towards the weekend here. 15501 right now, seeing some slight delays, as we usually see about this time. Ephesus Church Road, 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road, seeing those usual morning delays. NC54 heading eastbound, also seeing some slight delays this morning between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. Really nothing major out there right now, just minor to moderate delays. No accidents being reported. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely. No flooding yesterday. Yeah. No,
thank goodness.
No trees down, at least too bad. Maybe some down here and there.
Got some limbs in my backyard.
That's right. Down. Something like that, but no real power outages or power lines down. So
pretty strong thunder and lightning.
Oh man, that was a storm.
I mean, it really was, and I was just about caught out in it. I got inside just as it started to pour.
Well, Randy has been saying since we've been together, she said, man, I just want a really big, good thunderstorm, you know, because, I mean, it is kind of cool. It's fun. It gives, you know, puts you on edge sometimes, you know. It's just, it's kind of exciting. And that was one, she enjoyed that one. And she enjoyed it for sure.
Oh, by the way, nice shirt and tie this
morning. Thank you very much.
You're keeping up your end of the bargain quite well.
I'm trying.
And nobody mentioned this yesterday, but you know what yesterday was?
Yesterday. And today was
Thursday.
Sure. I do know what yesterday was.
Is it true that after Wednesday, it's all downhill toward the weekend?
That's what I hear. It feels that way. Everything seems to be speeding up.
I haven't experienced that lately, but I'm hoping that we do today.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
All right. Well, hey, listen, thanks, and we'll talk to you again in a half an hour or so.
You bet.
Rand Northam with traffic on WCHL, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Grimble Jewelers. Now, it is 71 degrees and potential for more rain later on in the day, potential for more storms as well that Rand was talking about. Mostly cloudy all day, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high today about 85 or 86 degrees. Chance of rain is 60%. That will stay the same for tonight. 60% chance of rain with the overnight low in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, really more of the same with a high in the middle 80s and a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Now, looking ahead a little bit on Saturday, partly sunny with a 20% chance of rain, high once again in the middle 80s. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s. And on Sunday, 20% chance of rain throughout the day and the high one more time in the middle 80s. So we're kind of stuck in a rut here, kind of a typical summertime rut. It seems more like summertime than it does springtime. That's for sure. It is awfully warm out there. It will be again today. Time for celebrity birthdays. Banker philanthropist David Rockefeller is 99 years old today. Former President George H.W. Bush is 90. Singer Vic Damone is 86 years old today. Songwriter Richard Sherman, 86. Golly, surprise, surprise. Actor-singer Jim Nabors is 84 years old today. Jazz musician Chick Corea, 73. Sportscaster Marv Albert is 73. Oh, boy. Singer Roy Harper, 73. Len Barry, pop singer, 72. Remember the song called 1, 2, 3, that's how easy it is. Anyway, that was Len Barry, 72 years old today. Singer-songwriter Rocky Burnett, 61 years old today. Actor Timothy Busfield, 57. Singer Meredith Brooks is 56. Not going to sing her song. Actress Jenny Lee Harrison is 56. She was on Three's Company as a replacement for Suzanne Summers for a couple of seasons, I think. Let's see here. Actress Paula Marshall, 50. Actress Frances O'Connor, 47. Blues musician Kenny Wayne Shepherd, master guitarist, 37 years old today. I've been following him since he was about probably 16 or 17, I guess. Really, really talented guy. Dave Franco, an actor, 29 years old today. And we have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Michelle Ferguson has a birthday. And second of all, our birthday winner of the day is Emma Shaw. Ironically, I ran into Emma yesterday and had no idea that today was going to be her birthday. And she was just in town for a little while. Emma Shaw, congratulations. You get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Florida Boulevard and Metamont.
WCHL, time now for trivia. Once again, it's a daily feature on WCHL, Monday through Friday. Freddie Kiger is here with the trivia question of the day.
Thank you so much. And I'd like to thank Jim Hevner and Jan Bolick, and particularly you, my trivia sidekick partner, for allowing me this platform to elucidate, to share the love of minutia.
I'm your straight man during this 3 or 4 minutes
or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to lay on me today?
Well, what do you want?
Money?
Money? Money for nothing?
Yeah. You get your money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Chicks for free. this is a part, you don't like this one. You don't like this category.
Oh, well.
But it's a fun one.
Something to do with the presidents or something.
It's going to do with capitals and states.
Okay, all right. Well,
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I can probably hang with this.
All right, folks, we're doing capitals and states.
Okay.
Are you ready? Everybody ready? Here we go. In the good old U.S. of A., there are 4 state capitals that begin with the same letter as their state.
Really?
Name one.
Whoa. That's
That's kind of tough.
Yeah, don't be driving and try to figure this out and then go to texting or phone calling.
Yeah,
or
don't
like
Google
that.
It.
Yeah, don't Google it, yeah. Capitals and states. In the good old U.S. of A., there are four state capitals that begin with the same letter as their state. Name one.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Well, you gave me a reasonable amount of time, and I could not come up with it, so go ahead and
lay it on. I don't want you... I know you get it. I'm going to give it to you in the alphabetical, okay?
Okay.
There's one with a D, an H, an I, and an O.
D-H-I-O. Dover, Delaware.
Yeah!
Okay.
What's the H?
H would be Honolulu, Hawaii.
That's correct. What's the I?
I would be Iowa City, Iowa. No?
That's Des Moines.
Des Moines. You're right.
I.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
And O.
O would be Ohio?
No, that's Columbus.
Couldn't be that. Oregon.
Salem, Oregon.
Wouldn't be either. O. State starts with an O.
Oklahoma.
This wind comes sweeping down the plain. Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City. Yeah, Dover, Delaware, Honolulu. Honolulu, Hawaii, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Well, I swear my mind's just not working fast enough because I couldn't get it until you broke it down into the letters.
But then you are like a cat on a mouse. Bang!
A hot tin roof.
Yes, well, yeah, that too.
Oh, well, hey, listen, thanks.
I'll see you a manana.
Yeah, that was a nice little exercise and difficult thought for me.
It's okay, but there was a lot between the years there. You had a lot of cerebral, cerebellum-like stuff going on over there.
Yeah, usually there's a lot of empty space up there that I demonstrate like quite
Dizzy
capably
Dean.
Every day.
They x-rayed my head and found nothing.
Yeah, they slid in there and there was nothing there.
You know, Dr. Pat Gutierrez called in right away with the answer. Indianapolis, Indiana is what he said. Once again, the others, Dover, Delaware, Honolulu, Hawaii, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Dr. Gutierrez gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Boy, that was some storm we had yesterday, huh? Maybe the same kind of thing today. Don't know yet. 71 degrees, mostly cloudy all day. High today in the middle 80s. There is a 60% chance of rain pretty much all day, but especially in the afternoon. Tonight, more of the same. 60% chance of rain, low 68. And then tomorrow, more of the same, mostly cloudy. 50% chance of rain, high 85. It is 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Sunni insurgents warn that Baghdad is next.
There certainly is a mood in the capital that the enemy is at the gate.
Reporter Martin Chuloff is there. The insurgents, who overran two population centers in the north, aren't far away.
60 miles to the west of Baghdad, ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, which is wreaking havoc in the north, also has strongholds in Fallujah and Ramadi.
The sound of gunfire is being heard in another northern city, Erbil. CBS's Holly Williams is there and reports that Iraqi soldiers aren't putting up much of a fight.
We spoke to one man who told us he was an Iraqi soldier who had fought against the militants in Mosul, but he said that his commanding officers had simply